Mishnah says in Daf Samachim Aleph that a person makes a neder, so it's koinim yain that I'm telling Shabbos zoo, I'm not going to drink wine this whole week. So when you say Shabbos zoo this week, also b'chol Shabbos, Shabbos l'sha'avar, you're also on all the days left of the week, including Shabbos. Shabbos is included in the week. When you say this week, you mean to include Shabbos as well. We don't say that Shabbos is not included in the week, and the weekends on Friday. No, the Shabbos is also b'chol the neder, and you would be also b'yayin on Shabbos as well. The Taz in Yerdea, Simon Reish Chaf, Sifkat Bey says a very interesting chiddush on this din. He says that even though it's true that when you say Shabbazu, you do mean to include Shabbos, but he says, what would happen if a person said this neder in Lashon Ashkenaz in Yiddish? And instead of saying Shabbazu, he said Divach. Kainim Yayin Shani Taim Divach this week. Dr. Taz, then a lot of Shabbos would not be Nechon the neder, and you'll be Aser the whole week. The weekdays would up until Shabbos, and Shabbos would be Mutter, because he says the word Vach in Yiddish, which is a translation of week, of Shabbos, even though it's a translation of week, but it's really a different type of word, because the word vach, by definition, means weekdays as opposed to Shabbos. People don't call Shabbos vach. A vach of the day means a weekday. And Shabbos is called Shabbos. People say the vach un Shabbos, the vach and Shabbos. You see that the word vach itself does not include Shabbos in Lashon Neyadim of Yiddish. And therefore, if you say, Konim Yayin Shani Tayim Divach, then it would taka be mutter to drink the wine on Shabbos, because the word Shabbos is not included in the word vach. Now, it's interesting that the Shach over there is Chaylik on the Taz, and Shach says it's not true. He says, Ein Vav Mechachim, Avad Anat. He says the word Vach includes Shabbos, just like Shabbos includes Shabbos, and Shavu includes Shabbos. The word Vach also includes Shabbos, and the person says Vach, he means Shabbos as well. The Vach means a week, 7 days, and Shabbos is B'chal the week, and he holds that if you say Vach, di Vach, you would be also in Shabbos as well. So very sad to see Machlek of Shach and Taz, does the word Vach include Shabbos, or does it not? And on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down from the, in the Sefer Beisachim Yehuda, he brings a raya to the Taz, because he says that the minig is that there's a minig, many people say Amasa Shabbos before Havdalah, they say a tefillah, and they say that divach zol kumin lefarnasa, this week should, the coming week should be a week where we have parnasa. So he says, v'vadev yom ha-shabbos ein l'masa matan l'arviach, elo kavanasa al shisha yemei chol. It's like there, when you're saying this week should be a week of parnasa, obviously you don't mean Shabbos, because you can't work on Shabbos. So if you say this week should be a week of Parnassah, it must be that the word Vach does not include Shabbos. The Vach means weekdays. Shabbos is not Nichlal in Vach, and that would be a riot to the Taz against the Shach. You see that Shabbos is not Bichlal Vach. That's his why he wants to bring it to the Taz. Now, I thought the Lechari could bring a riot Fakert, riot to the Shach, and maybe this his Kasha is not such a Kasha. And that's, I don't know exactly what the Nusach is he's referring to, this Bakasha of Divach Zolkum LeParnassah, but there is a Nusach printed in many Sidurim, a Bakasha which is said before Avdalah. And it's said in Yiddish, starts off with Gott von Avram, and von Yitzchak, and von Yaakov. And basically it says over there that we ask certain things that Divach, that this coming week, should be the following thing. And we say that the lesson is that Divach should be a week of Emunah Shleima, of Emunah Chachamim, Ahavas Chaverim, Dveikas and Abar Baruch Hu, to be Maimon and the Gimel Ikrim, and the Gula Kriva, B'mehari Amedev, Chiyas Amesim, and Nevuas Mesh Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom. So you're asking that the coming week should we include all those very chashuv things you just mentioned. Now, if you say that divach means only the week, but not Shabbos, and it comes out that Shabbos is not nichol in your bakasha, you're only asking for all these good things for up until Shabbos, and Shabbos you don't want them, because you're not going to daven it again until Matzah Shabbos. It comes out that Shabbos is excluded. So lechar, it's muchach, that when you say divach, you mean Shabbos as well, because it's mistaber when you daven for all these things, you mean to include Shabbos as well. There's another nosach, it continues, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we say again that you daven that the vach should be a vach of gezunt and mazel and bracha and atzlacha chesed and bani chay richim as under avicha sadeh d'shmaya lo nochol yisrael. So again, all these good things you're asking for, obviously you don't want them only during the week, you want them on Shabbos as well. So that would be a raya l'chayra that Shabbos is included in vach, which would be a raya to the shita sashach. And even though over here also you say mezani revicha, and it's obviously included in Shabbos, so some of the pshat is you're not asking that you should do the parnas on Shabbos, but you're saying that you should have parnas on Shabbos. You should make enough money during the week where you should have mezainis beravich on Shabbos, and it could be now be the pshad to answer the kasha of the base lechem Yehuda as well. That doesn't mean that you're gonna be doing masa matan on Shabbos, but it just means that you should have parnas on Shabbos as well. But how do you get the parnas? You get it during the week. So the pasha says this lashon of divach. If anything, lechayr would be mashma like the shach. The Shabbos is nichlal in divach. And not like the Taz, but Al-Kopanim, that's an interesting machlekes, how to understand the word Vach in Yiddish. Does that include Shabbos or not? And that's a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach.